Blog Talk Radio.
WMCL brings to you the Miss Computer Lady Show, sponsored by United States Vets Incorporated, veterans helping veterans. For more information, log on to unitedstatesvets.org or visit them on their Facebook page at www.facebook.com/UnitedStatesVets. WMCL welcomes you to the Miss Computer Lady Show. Computer tips, tricks, advice, and also interviews with commercial recording artists, indie recording artists, national figures from throughout the world, and also live remotes brought to you. Here she is, Internet Radio Podcast Show host, the one, the only, for season 6, here she is, Miss Computer Lady. Hello, hello, hello there, everybody. Good evening, good morning, and also good afternoon. You are tuned to WMCL, blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Miss Computer Lady. Thank you very much for tuning in to the celebration of the ending of Season 6. This was quite a season. Season of challenges, of unpredictabilities, and the like. But it was also a season of great shows. And during Miss Computer Lady's break, Miss Computer Lady will periodically bring forth highlights from some of the shows from Season 6. For those who are wondering if the chat room is open, yes, it is. It is open at this time. You can also call in to 646-727-1542. Again, 646-727-1542. Press the number 1, and you will be brought in. This show, as mentioned before, is sponsored by United States Vets Incorporated, Veterans Helping Veterans. There is also the Compatriot Program, which is a program free for veterans, no matter what branch you are in. Okay, you can sign up for to receive help, receive information, also receive education as far as any of the concerns for our war veterans. You can also call 419-206-5979. Again, 419-206-5979. We thank United States Vets Incorporated so much for sponsoring the Miss Computer Lady Show. Need to bring about a reflection, and it's an amazing type of reflection. Although the show was at 1:30 at that time back in 2009, exactly on this date, amazingly, on July 18, 2009, was when I was brave enough to step forward and bring forth the Miss Computer Lady Show. The memories, I tell you, and actually that's why this show is entitled the way it's entitled. Looking back as far as internet radio is concerned. Additionally, the show at that time was about 45 minutes long. At that time, we had 2-hour blocks. They were free 2-hour blocks. I'm hinting at something, but anyway. The free 2-hour blocks we had to use almost any time we wanted. The show was scheduled for 45 minutes, and you had your choice at that time of scheduling a show as short as a half hour if you wanted, even a quick 15 minutes if you wanted to as long as 2 hours, and you can do, like, if you do it right, you can actually do 2 hours back to back to back to back to back to back to back and have that go on like that. But not now. Well, you can still do that, but it depends on the platform and also the pricing. And in the midst of all this came up learning a fact about radio. Actually, a lot of us with podcasting and internet radio wasn't aware of, and that was acquiring sponsors, which was an ingredient that was known in commercial and regular radio, but not an ingredient pretty much known in internet radio podcasting, stream live radio, online radio, many other names talked about as far as internet radio is concerned. And actually, there is a difference between internet radio and podcasting, which I'm going to bring up in just a bit. And the source I'll be using, for those of you who are tuned to the Ms. Computer Lady Show, and I always know I always have a source to back up the information, at least a couple of them. One of them is 977music.com. So that's one of the sources I'll be using for today. The difference, as I've learned, and I need to really thank KKRadio.com's own D.A. Williams for bringing forth the difference of that information. And D.A., in case you're listening, thank you so much for having me be a part of WDKKRadio.com. And I also need to thank a few other people as well, because this show, the Ms. Computer Lady Show, was able to be listened to in other outlets besides Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio, I do thank you for this platform, and it's a wonderful platform. WDKK Radio, again, able to thank them for it. WDEP, I would like to thank them for opening the doors for Ms. Computer Lady to have a platform. Let's see, Bring On the Hits, for those of you who remember that. And also remember my partner in crime, Platinum Queens West, Thank You, Love, Woman's Worth. We had a show there, and also had a show, Yes, You Do Matter. Still get people to this day asking when we're going to come back. Don't worry, we're going to see what's in the works, but just keep us in your thoughts. The other thing I need to mention, as I'm going through this, as you're listening, you're noticing how much of an impact internet radio has had. There was also the Trilateral Radio Commission. Love you all. Love you all. Thank you for welcoming the Ms. Computer Lady Show. And there are other sites in which you can broadcast, you know, your internet radio show or podcast if you wish. And there are a good number of them out there. But let me bring up this fact. According to 977music.com, online radio stations were first around, actually in the early 1990s, as far as them taking off. That didn't, you know, happen right away. The learning of podcasting or internet radio, for me, actually, was in the mid to late 2008, around 2009 for me. Learning of that, and back at that time, you were able to, you know, call into a show, and actually that was very exciting. But you also had to watch the cell phone fees. Anybody remember that time when your cell phone charges, unless you had a really good plan, you know, you weren't on for a long time. You had to make it short. And here you are calling into what you didn't know as internet radio or podcasting, having fun and all that. And then you get this mail and your phone bill is higher than you anticipated. You're wondering why. And you see how long, when you called into a certain number, how long you were on, and the charges were added. So you had to make ways to do that, you know, after 7 p.m. calls where you weren't charged, you know, during that time, that you had to hurry and finish up before a certain time during the day, or you'll get charged per minute. I may remember those days. So you had to be careful with that, number one. And two, three, four, and five, you might as well say, bring up that source of information. Let's get to the difference between internet radio, podcasting, and internet radio. Okay. Online radio, streamline radio, all of that. Casting and internet radio. Internet radio is if you have radio and if you listen to radio, radio stations are on a lot of times now, 24 hours a day or, you know, during a certain time throughout the day and ending at night, if that was the case for that particular radio station. So, like the radio you're listening into in the car, you're listening to radio on the web, on the internet. Therefore, internet radio. Now, there are companies such as Sirius. You know, you can get a Sirius console or other device in your car now and listen that way. Or listen via Bluetooth, depending on any other services besides Sirius that are out there. Thing is sort of like radio, but it's only on for a certain amount of time, which means think of it as a radio broadcaster or a radio announcer, your favorite one being on from 10 to 2, for instance. That would be, in a sense, considered a podcast, where it's not going on, you know, that long, but long enough for just a couple hours. A lot of people, and I think they're changing their format, I need to go back and double check, were thinking that Pandora was internet radio. In a sense, that is, but I have to thank D.A. Williams for this again, because Pandora is really an internet jukebox. If you remember the days back, you know, the use of the jukebox, you would put in your quarters, your dimes and nickels, or whatever the case it is, usually the quarters, and you, if you put in enough, you're playing your series of your favorite tunes. And that's what pretty much Pandora is. There are other sites. Wow. How internet radio has grown. I mean, there are a great number of sites where you can do internet radio and podcasting and even live streaming if you want. I mean, on the live streaming side, you got Ustream, you got live stream, you know, for instance. For internet radio, you have WDKKRadio.com, which is an excellent station. Mentioned that. You got Voice Talk of America. That's another one. You have, let's see, I think it's a Power 97 or Power 99. Well, probably both of them, you know, for instance. And internet radio was one, majority of the time, was helping me with the movement of indie recording artists. That was a thrill to me because, you know, here I am having the opportunity, and like many others, to interview those artists who took the leap of faith to pretty much create their own label, mentioning how difficult it was to get into, you know, on the commercial side of things. So they did their own thing. And, you know, there were times you had a chance, if you had the opportunity to meet your favorite indie recording artists or meet those that you're interested in getting to know more about. And Miss Computer Lady has a good number of opportunities of meeting with indie recording artists, but we're going to get into more about my history of internet radio perspective in just a moment. Going to take this quick break, and will be returning shortly on the Miss Computer Lady Show, WMCL.
David Bold's Management and Booking Agency, in association with PayUp Management, Mickey Benson.
We specialize in providing the best in celebrity bookings for your concerts, club openings, festivals, weddings, walkthroughs, special appearances, and other special events.
David Bold's Management and Booking Agency.
Celebrities from genres including pop, rock, techno, country, alternative, and adult contemporary.
For more information, call 909-653-2614, or you can email us at mrdavidbowles@gmail.com, or thebestishere1@gmail.com.
David Bowles Management and Booking Agency.
Count on your computer needs of Tulio LLC for online, on-site computer training and consulting. Visit the website at www.yourcomputerneeds.net. Or call 419-304-4564.
Hello there. This is your boy, Steady J, from Life at the Dust Live Radio. And whenever I'm in need of computer tips, tricks, advice, and even great music all around, I tune into the greatest and best Miss Computer Lady Show, WMCL, on blogtalkradio.com/Miss Computer Lady.
Sandy J, when there's a J, there's always a way. Part of the Triland Radio Commission. And I still love that radio drop. I still do. Again, the show brought to you by United States Vets Incorporated. Veterans helping veterans. For more information, UnitedStatesVets.org, or the Facebook page at Facebook.com/UnitedStatesVets. One mention to everyone out there before I continue on. It is hot out there. It is hot. Please be careful. Stay hydrated. Don't stay outside too long. And take all the necessary precautions that needs to be taken. Just want to make sure of that. Let me get back to what I was talking about. Again, many internet radio sites, podcast sites are up now besides Blog Talk Radio. You got Spreaker, you got SoundCloud, you got Podcast Paradise on the live streaming side. Live streaming meaning it's almost like watching a video, pretty. To put it in a more simplistic term, it's almost like that. You got Livestream, you got Ustream, you got many others that have companies similar to Ustream and Livestream that do, you know, streaming live video. You got your YouTubes, you can upload on YouTube, your internet podcast or internet radio shows. You have the use of social media to make people known about your internet radio shows. You got those that have taken on where their main, or if they were able to make it to their main income, is podcasting. That's how much it has grown. I want to get back to the indie movement part before there have been many changes as far as that has been concerned. There are some wonderful memories that I've had of indie artists I have interviewed and also I've met. Oh, my goodness. As they say, you always remember your first one, Lorray Starr out of Detroit. Hello there, lady. Hope things are still going good. I know you continue on doing your thing. So wishing you the best. Who have I interviewed indie artist-wise? Oh, goodness, we'll see Ray Starr, Veronique, Chetta K, Q Harper, whom I just saw last night, great show, at the White Party last night, great show, Lord have mercy, Red Chase, Lee Ashley, Tracy the Rare Breed, Haynes, Melody Gospel, her name was Tamara Spears at the time, it's now Tamara Walker. Jason Carter. If I forget anybody, my apologies. I'm saying it now. Let's see. Prophet the Heart of Toledo. L. DeBarge Jr. Yes, you heard the name right, El DeBarge. El DeBarge, son. Yes, you heard it correctly. Oh, gosh, who else had line? I've interviewed authors, Janice Bradley, excuse me, interviewed her. Let's see, interviewed, I can't remember her name. She's out of South Carolina, part of Supply Diversity. George Robinson interviewed him. And thank you very much. He was one of the first professionals I've interviewed on this show. Jeffrey Reed, gospel-wise, again, mentioned Melody of Gospel. Dr. Marcia Pittman, interviewed her. I interviewed commercial-wise. Woo, commercial radio-wise, and that's exciting. I have to say that because a lot of commercial artists were noticing, believe it or not, noticing that a lot of indie artists were coming up from the ranks and getting heard, getting noticed, getting recognized because, okay, indie artists, you might as well say, hadn't had a fair shot at that. So I think many of a record company, many of a regular radio show, many of a commercial artist and the like, when I would say from 2009, 2010, 11, 12, and all of that, internet radio podcasts have made such an impact, there wasn't the choice but to take notice. If you are noticing now, a lot of radio stations now make sure they have a live stream / online radio format of incorporated of one type or another. Had to be because people are busy. People are using their tablets. People are using their smartphones. Downloading apps, all of that. So internet radio has come a long way. Commercial artists. My first one. Lorenzo Owens. Love you, boo. Love you, love you, love you. Saying hello. The second one I had a chance to do, Bertel. I was able to interview him, grateful for that, and the platform is open for more, and also indie artists, I did not forget you. I think that was one of the concerns for many indie artists. When the commercial artists started getting more and more interviews, I think a good number of indie artists felt they were left behind, understandably so, because internet radio, podcasts, and all that was actually a main platform for them. Don't worry, indie artists, I did not forget you. And I also can't forget you need to submit your MP3s and all of that, too. And if you would like to, the best is here, number1@gmail.com. Platform at that time, you know, sending the links to the different sites like Dat, Piff, and Reverb Nation and all of those to where you listen to the songs and even download them, or having to be sent CDAs, that's the file name for compact disc, and having to convert them and all of that. Ooh, those were the days. I had to laugh because those were the days. Let's see, Missionary Wycliffe in the chat room. Thank you for tuning in. And let's see, getting close to the end of the show soon, but let me give this quick story. Had a chance to interview, mentioning Chelly K, had a chance to interview her a while back. And able to pass along, this was a great thing about internet radio, pass along, any indie artists we had a chance to interview or any that we would love to interview, the hosts including, oh gosh, Goofy Bone, DJ Smells So Good. This thing from Africa. Okay, I do have audience in Africa. Thank you for tuning in. Greatly appreciate it. Another thing, the format of internet radio was spread everywhere from jazz to gospel to R&B, alternate rock, whatever the case may be. So anyway, let me quickly conclude the story. She was able to be interviewed. A good number of internet radio show hosts interviewed her, including a few that had shows and let's see, not only in Africa, but the Caribbean, Switzerland, Netherlands, and all of that. So she had an interview at her local radio station in town, and she told me the story. She was able to be heard worldwide. She had let them know that she was already worldwide because her greetings to you, Missionary Wycliffe. And let's see. Wanted to mention as well.
I mean, baby.
That the show is pretty much over. This is what happens when you get a short show. But again, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in to the Miss Computer Lady Show. Tune in tomorrow for the celebration of the season of, the conclusion rather, of season 6. With gospel music, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. Love you all. Be blessed. See you then. Tracy the Rare Bree Haynes taking me out. Bye-bye.
Usual girl. Turn it up another level just to show you that you're special. Maybe the neighbors gonna be complaining from all the noise we're making, girl.
We don't turn it up.
And once I get you in this room, oh, I'ma act a fool, girl.
I don't know if I'll be able to stay on, but again, this is Miss Computer Lady here, and there was something done in your radio that was done back in the day, as they call the after hours. I'm going to see if I can bring this person in to see if this will allow me to do so. So let's see how this goes, and then we'll wrap it up. Missionary Wycliffe, are you there? Hello, caller, are you there? She's still just listening. Or he, and my apologies if that's the case. Oh, I just got information sent. Okay, that's fine. Well, anyway, let me quickly bring forth another quick piece of information. And, oh, guest 156 in the chat room, thank you very much for tuning in for this after hours, as I call it, call after hours of the late, because what happens is after the show regularly goes off, whenever time permits, you have a little bit. Oh, I'm reading a message, my apologies, where, you know, still conversations or, you know, show topics that people still want to give their thoughts about and wasn't able to during the regular part of the show, but can do it the after part of the show, therefore, after hours. So let's see if this can work out. So let's see. Missionary Wycliffe, are you there? Hello? Let's see, I'm bringing you in, so I cannot hear you. I guess that's not working. But again, thank you very much, Missionary Wycliffe, for tuning in. I greatly appreciate you. There comes another message. Let me see what this says. The format of the chat has changed a lot, too. It's more in the studio and how internet podcast and radio station board look, too. It was more of a different look. And you were able to even incorporate pictures and all of that at the time. Change the background of the chat room and how it looked. So that that's some history there. This looks more, and on other internet radio and podcast sites too, looks more like an actual, you know, radio station. The I mentioned SoundCloud and all of that. Oh, let me see what this says. Let's see. If you can hear me. Okay, you can still hear me good. Still not able to bring you in. I'm trying. Let's see. I know you can hear me. I guess it's not working. No, I don't hear anything coming through. But that's the wonders of technology, too. Sometimes technology works out, sometimes it doesn't. But what do? You keep it going. The integration of internet radio has really brought that forward, too. That's another thing. Technology, because it takes technology to make it work over the internet, whether you are using different equipment, even like consoles. I mean, that's a element of regular radio that, because internet radio didn't have internet radio, now brings it forth. You have had people of different walks using internet radio. There are now companies that have, like, maybe short podcast shows along with the internet radio or podcasting, the use of Skype, the use of FaceTime, the use of Snapchat, all those others incorporated with internet radio. You have that. You have, let's see, everything from iTunes, which a good number of you are listening to me on iTunes, and I thank you for that. You have a Podomatic. That's another site a lot of people use to do their internet radio broadcasting. Yes, it sounds like I'm going all over the place, and it's hard to fit a lot of the history of internet radio podcasting in a half hour to about 45 minutes, but you get at least the gist of everything that has been talked about. And from Miss Computer Lady's perspective of how everything has involved the use of people coming together to do something that they love, to growing and involving not only your love for what you do, but the wide range of topics you can cover with whatever your radio format is. If your radio format is, and this can be used, soul music, as long as you follow the proper channels, you can have a, you know, you're on podcasts, oldies, but goodies, radio, soul music. It could be just talk if you want to do it that way, talk about just about any subject. You can also have your settings. You need to have your settings, because if your topics of discussions are more adult than, make sure you have the correct setting at that for that, okay. And you have what I have learned from several shows, the trolls. Oh, boy, I tell you. For those who don't know what trolls are, they are individuals who come in one way or another, just say plainly, disrupt the show. But one way or another, they might come in and use vulgar language in the chat room, might call in and, you know, say derogatory remarks. So, you know, all of that. You have some show hosts who, hey, you know, at least I have an audience. And you have some, like moi, say, I don't mind you listening in, but trolling, I do not tolerate. No, I don't tolerate that at all. Because that can actually take focus from from the internet radio talk show host on what they're doing. And it can cause for some bad feelings and everything from there. In general, true, but there are some advantages and disadvantages as far as that is concerned. To have, and let me finally wrap this up, to have the opportunity to talk to people, especially people when they're from another country, that is amazing in itself. I don't even have the words to describe that one. But that's one of the main things internet radio and podcasting has opened up. It has opened up to the world. So you have people, for instance, again, thank you, Missionary Wycliffe, for tuning in, someone tuning in from Africa. You have those who tune in from Australia, from England, from the Caribbean, and the, I'm reading the message, that's why I'm kind of stumbling right now, to South America. There is reach in South America. There is reach in New Zealand. There is reach in, you know, in Asia. There's reach in Saudi Arabia. It is a worldwide reach, even in the States, everywhere from, you have hosts everywhere from California to Florida to Texas to, I'm sure there are some hosts from Oklahoma to Ohio to, well, I'm from Ohio, to New Jersey to Michigan to Georgia to Delaware to, my goodness, you know, all around. That's how much of a reach internet radio is. I mean, you can do online chatting. You can through internet radio. You can even do what they call Google Hangouts and all of that. And that's another outlet that's used to do shows, do podcast shows. So internet radio and podcasting is so vast, so flexible, so various, so worldwide. Almost anyone can do it. And it's not hard to do. So, and it's also fun, actually. Very educational, can be very challenging, especially on the technology side of things. But with that comes an enjoyment for all. So, everyone, thank you very much for tuning in to the Miss Computer Lady Show. Thank you for helping me do this celebration of the ending of Season 6. Let me let you know quickly again of the upcoming shows. Tomorrow, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, it is going to be the ending of Season 6, the Gospel Edition, Gospel Celebration, about a half hour or so of great gospel music. That's how Miss Computer Lady usually ends it as far as the celebration. And a special show on Monday. Usually I do those shows on Monday. Sometimes I do, but this one is a great one. To start off Season 7, you've seen him on Empire. You've seen him on the Have and Have Nots. You've seen him on the Fast and Furious 7. For the first time for the Miss Computer Lady Show, I welcome actor Adrian Lockett. I am so excited. I am excited. That one's going to be Monday, July 20th, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here at blogtalkradio.com/Miss Computer Lady. Miss Computer Lady loves you. And amazingly, Miss Computer Lady did almost a 45-minute show. Just like back in the day. But again, I love you all. You take care. See you Sunday, tomorrow, July 19th, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Correspond that with your time zone. And keep safe. Bye-bye.